Okay. What is left once there is no self? Is it the same as enlightenment? Can a person still function in daily life? Drive a car, for example. Yeah, I think the world would function a whole lot better if there there were more people who would drop that sense of self and the obsessions. Yeah, it is the basically a synonym or a characteristic of enlightenment is that the dropping of the self position, the I, me, mine position. Being able to, there's kind of a great fear of if I let go of self, then will there be anything left? Fear of annihilation, fear of a kind of real cessation of being, and that of course that fear itself is self, and I think I was mentioning it last night or anyway, and Dhamma talk just saying. all these different teachers in the present, great disciples in the Buddha's time, they all have a personality. They've got let go of all self and vestiges of self, but they still function in the world, and then also manifest a particular temperament or personality. and a lot of it is letting go of self is if you really want to uncomplicate your life, then let go of self. And, there, what was it, tea time? Ajahn Khrun Dhammo was telling of the. We had a big abbot's meeting in England in May from all the branch monasteries, and senior monks and nuns gathered. And Ajahn Liam was there. He's the abbot of Wat Bapaum. There's over 300 branch monasteries of Wat Bapaum in Thailand. And, of course, something goes wrong, and everybody runs to Ajahn Liam. And, of course, then all the Western monasteries, about 20 of them. Some advice or something, we go to Ajahn Liam. Relate that story.
That was great. Classic Ajahn Liam, or Lumpur Liam. I think it was Ajahn Suchito who was telling the story that someone went to Lumpur Liam and asked him, what's it like being the abbot of a big monastery? And Lungpa Liam's reply was something along the lines of, I come out of my kuti and I do the things that I need to do, and then I go back to my kuti. And if some people want to call that being an abbot, well, that's their business.
Very uncomplicated.